అభయచరణ ఆరాధ వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి. ఓకే, ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ స్టిల్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ బై లర్నర్డ్ సెయింట్స్ అండ్ వైష్ణవాస్. అస్ ఆల్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫౌండ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, దే ఆల్సో ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎవర్ ఇన్ హిస్ డివైడ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్. ఓకింగ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ ఓకింగ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ స్టిల్ గ్లారిఫైడ్ బై లర్నర్డ్ సెయింట్స్ అండ్ వైష్ణవాస్. అండ్ ఆల్ ది గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, దే ఆల్సో ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎవర్ ఇన్ హిస్ డివోటీ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్. From authoritative scripture, it is learned that Prahlad Maharaj still lives in Vaikuntha Loka as well as within this material world on the planet Sutala Loka. This transcendental quality existing simultaneously in different places is another qualification of Supreme Personality of Godhead. గోలోక ఏవ నివసత్ అఖిలాత్మ భూత. ది లార్డ్ అపియర్స్ ఇన్ ది కోర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్స్ హార్ట్ ఎట్ హి ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఓన్ ప్లానెట్ గోలోక బృందావన్. ది డివోటీ అక్వైర్స్ క్వాలిటీ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ది సేమ్ యాజ్ దోస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అనలైడ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ కెనాట్ బి సో క్వాలిఫైడ్. But anybody can be qualified like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not in full, but partially. Om Jnana Tivirandasya Jnana Jnana Kalakaya Chakshur Pumaritam Jena Tasmai Sri Guravai Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhushtam Sthabitam Jena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కథామయ ప్రజాతి స్వాపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాకాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వీ ఆర్ నారేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అండ్ రామాయణ. రామాయణ ఇస్ కాల్ ఆది కావ్య. To claim conditioned souls, to engage conditioned souls and to deliver. Rama appeared in Treta Yuga. Glories of sun now also, and as long as the creation exists, people will glorify the Lord and his devotees. Devotees are always seen in relationship with God. The devotee means devotee of God. So that means wherever there is God, devotee will be there. And where the devotee, Krishna will be there. Devoted. That means he has no other business. Devotee means there is only one business. You may be doing many activities, but their goal is one. Like devotees, we do many, many activities. But what is the goal? How to please the Lord and His devotees? So, the Lord appears, because in the material world, you don't see Him always, you don't see Him often. He incarnates. That means it is called, is simultaneously there, is not there. This is called Achintya Bheda Bheda. Suppose you ask, is Jagannath here? Yes. Why not? Then you may show this. This is Jagannath. So this is the wooden form of Jagannath. Or this is the material form of Jagannath. But there is no difference between Shakti Matayor, Shakti Matayor Abhinna. That is called Param Satya, Absolute. Absolute means anything connected with it. We are devotees. Previously, we were not devotees. Now, we have become devotees. What is the difference? Same body, but now we become devotees. Now we have become conscious. We have become conscious of Krishna. The person who becomes conscious of Krishna is a devotee. Krishna consciousness. That means we say this is material world. Is it material world or spiritual world? If you forget Krishna, this is material world. If you are conscious of Krishna, this is not material world. Because if you are conscious of Krishna, as they are seeing Krishna, you keep utilizing everything. A devotee of Krishna, that's why he said, in this sloka, they exist forever, they also exist forever in his devotee. Well, what exists? All good qualities. If you have become really a devotee, then there cannot be any bad qualities in you. When you are trying to become a devotee, there is mix-up. Because you are not completely. It's called pure devotee. Pure devotee means is in full Krishna consciousness. Always he is remembering Krishna. So such a person, he will develop all good qualities. By just enumerating good qualities and trying to attain good qualities, that is a very long process. But when you become a devotee, Ishyasti Bhakti Bhagavata Kinchana, சர்வாயர்குண சத்ர சமாசத்தேஸ்வரா, ஆல் தி குட் குவாலிட்டிஸ் இன் டெமிகாட்ஸ், தேர் ஆல் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் இன் தி பாடி ஆஃப் டிவோட்டி. ஸோ தி பாயிண்ட் இஸ், ராமாயண் பீபுள் குட் அப்ரிஷியேட் தி குவாலிட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் ராம் வென் யூ ஆர் பிரசன்ட் ஆன் எர்த். ஆல் குட் குவாலிட்டிஸ் ஆர் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் இன் ராம். தெர் இஸ் நாட் ஒன் negative quality or bad quality, that is called God. You may hate God, but does he hate you back? No. You may want to attack God, but God becomes compassionate and he also wants to attack you, because you cannot do nothing to God. You cannot do nothing to a devotee. Round, he tried to stab, he tried to attack, he tries to use his club and do so many things to Narada. That's what Hiranyakasipu wanted to do for Prahlad. Hiranyakasipu wanted to harass Prahlad. They could not do anything, because material nayanam chindanti sasrani nayanam dati pavakam. The spirit cannot be burnt, it cannot be drawn, it cannot be cut, it cannot be dried. These are the transcendental qualities. Like Ravan, he wanted to, Ravan, he came as a messenger to Lanka, and he also wanted to find out the whereabouts of Sita. There are the two missions. Hanuman came with the message from Ram, and Hanuman also brought a message for Sita. Hanuman also brought a message for Ravan, and first he delivered the message to Sita. I wanted to deliver a message to Ram. So Hanuman before leaving Lanka, he wanted to let Ravan know what is the strength of Ram's party. So there was an Asoka Vahan and they saw that this monkey is a stranger, so they want to arrest him. They want to punish him, but with his tail, Hanuman pulled out trees. Not with his hands, just like him. And then he was beating these rakshasas, and some rakshasas, they fell down dead. And the news went. So the gardener, the incharge, the incharge of Asokwan, he came. And he became very furious. He thought it was an ordinary monkey. It was doing all destruction. So he wanted to arrest. Hanuman jumped up here and there, and then this in charge of the Asoka, they were trying how to catch, you know, it was difficult to catch monkeys, jumping from here and there. And then he sat right on the head. This guy is looking. And then Hanuman started urinating. And it all fell in the mouth of the... And then he destroyed the, all the Ravana soldiers there. And then this guy went and complained. Some monkey doing a lot of destruction. It urinated in my face. Because Ravana, he desired a boon from Brahma, that he just ignored human beings and monkeys. What are they before me? So he asked immunity from everyone. And he did not ask for, because human beings are too weak for a demon like Ravana. He eats them. He eats people. What is the question of fighting with Ravana? He will eat for his breakfast, for his dinner. But now, when this monkey Hanuman he did, and this guy, he could not do anything to Hanuman. And then so he went to complain. And Ravana became very angry. What nonsense you are doing. If it is urinating in your mouth, you want to come and tell me. Anyway, he killed the head security. He burned him his tail, beat him. And then others will, they ran away and went and complained, well, this is, it doesn't look like ordinary monkey. It's just killing people like in hundreds at a time. And then Indrajit, he came out. He told, I'll take care. So Indrajit, he came. Indrajit came and he told, say, Indra. Indrajit's name means he defeated Indra at some time. So his name became Indrajit. But say, I conquered Indradev and we conquered all the Dikpals, everybody. So, we have no fear. But what is this Lanka about, this and that? Hanuman said, just don't talk. Just act. Then Indrajit fought this and that. And then it was not a match for Hanuman. Then Indrajit used his Aindrajal. Not up here, here. Shower this, do that. But nobody can escape. Devotees can see everything. Ordinary people cannot see, but devotees are above. You cannot do Indrajal before Krishna. Krishna can see everything. You think you are hiding, but Krishna knows. సో ఇంద్రజిత్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఐఎమ్ హియర్ బట్ హనుమాన్ ఇస్ లుకింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు అటాక్ హిమ్ అండ్ హి జస్ట్ టర్నింగ్ దిస్ అండ్ బ్రేకింగ్ ద వెపన్స్ అండ్ థ్రో ఇట్ ఆన్ ద ఫేస్ దెన్ హి యూజ్ ద అల్టిమేట్ వెపన్ బ్రహ్మాస్త్ర బ్రహ్మాస్త్ర నాగపాష్ అండ్ దట్ కేమ్ అండ్ ఇట్ బర్న్ హనుమాన్ జస్ట్ like that is interest break everything. But Hanuman thought, I have created enough destruction. I want to meet Ram before I go. So, and he also wanted to respect the Brahma's weapon. Let us respect. So, let me become born. And Indra thought, now this work, now Hanuman is arrested. So, then pulling his tail, Hanuman's tail, he was like, and Hanuman is coming. So Indrajit is feeling very victorious. Wow. Making fun of this monkey. Arrested, and then my tail is dragging the monkey. And then he came to Ram's place. See here what I have done. And Ravana also became very... And Hanuman, he just said, I have come as a messenger from Ram, no fear, nothing. I have come as a messenger from Ram, then a messenger, envoy. Messenger comes, he is representing the head of another place. Hanuman asks him, I am a messenger from Ram, kindly give me a seat, because it's Ravana's darbar. Monkey wants seat. You are a monkey. And everybody was also laughing. Then Hanuman immediately he expanded his tail and made a bigger asana than Ram. And Ram is sitting here and Hanuman is sitting there. He started like so Hanuman. He told him, sir, I have come with a good message. Kindly, you deliver Sita back to Ram. That is the best thing for you to do. Otherwise you'll say, I'm just a monkey. I'm just a monkey. And there are many big generals are there. I'm just one ordinary foot soldier. So this is my power. So I just gave you a little idea what is this all about. And then Ravana became very insulted and he wanted to punish. Vibhishana told, no, he is giving a message. You should not punish. Let him go. But Ravana said he did not behave like a messenger. He did some destruction, he saw his behaving and all that. So he had to be punished. He said, how to punish a monkey? Monkeys, important part of monkey is the tail. It balances, it gives, just like push. The monkey wants to fly, it will hit the tail, let it go. So if a monkey's tail that is cut or burnt, then we can have fun. So he ordered his soldiers that you wrap oiled cloth, lot of oiled cloth, you wrap this monkey's tail and set fire, and you will see. And Hanuman, he got a bright idea. Wow. Previously, he did not have that idea. But then Ravan said, I can burn the whole Lanka. He got a great idea. I thought I should not do all these things. I am a monkey. When the tail is burning, naturally, I jump up and down here and there. And when the tail is burning, out of pain, you jump here and there. And then the news came to Sitaji. Sitaji, in the Ravana's court, and they are all trying very. Oil clothes, they are trying to set fire to Hanuman's tail. And Sita, she prayed, if I have done any pious activities, if I am devoted to Ram, if I have not thought or did bad for anyone, my dear Agnidev, you see that the fire doesn't hurt Hanuman. So the fire was set to Hanuman's tail, and it was not hot. Hanuman became very joyful. I'm all at that we started setting fire. There in Asok Wan, Sita is assisted by Trijata means one of three legs. The Trijata. She is a demon, but she is not a demon like other demons. She is daughter of Vibhishan. Trijata is daughter of Vibhishan. So whenever Ravan will come, and because he cannot touch Sita, he has a curse. Against the interest of a woman, if you touch her, your head will break to 100 pieces. So Ravan will come and Sama Dana Beda. Now, my dear Sita, what is this useless Ram wearing tree bark clothes, and he is driven away from his kingdom? He cannot do anything, and see how from all over the universe women are dying for me, women are mad for me, and now I want to give myself to you. Everything was all my woman, all my wealth, everything. So just you leave Ram and you accept. Sita was just closing her ears like this. Sita said, what kind of. She was also not afraid. Sita said, you are like a dog stealing butter from a sacrifice. That means you cannot fight Ram. That's why you have stolen me in the absence of Ram. So why you boast about you are this, you are that? You very real power. He could have confronted Ram, but like a thief, he has stolen me. Now, if you don't return me back to Ram, simply you are ruining your entire good fortune. And your body will be eaten by foxes and jackals. When she talks like that, Ram, evil is hard. He said, actually, I can cut you up for my breakfast because somehow I like you, so I don't want to do that. Anyway, I'm giving 1 month time. Within 1 month time, you change yourself. And he told his lady demons, demoness. You all explain who is Ravana and like that, and make her favorable to me. Otherwise, at the end of the month, if she doesn't submit, you just cook and make a soup for me. Sita soup. Just make a soup. I'll just take. Like that. So, and then Ravana left. And then Trijata, she will come and console Sita. But Trijata is a devotee. She is Vibhishan's daughter. And then she was talking, and then they slept a little bit, and Trijata got a great dream. Trijata Swapna. In the dream, she saw Ravan naked all over his body, and oil was applied on his body, and his head was shaved, and he was mounted on a moor. It's like when a person is about to die, this kind of things. And then the monkeys, they occupied Lanka, and Ram comes to rescue. I saw this kind of dream. So don't worry, because Sita is worried. Days are counted, getting finished. But when he heard Trijata's dream, Sita became really pacified. So here, Vibhishan was trying to also tell Ravan. As I told you, the demons cannot be killed so easily. Indrajit cannot be killed so easily. Kumbhakarna cannot be killed so easily. Mahiravan cannot be killed so easily. And Ravan. So there it is explained. Generally, anybody, if you stab him in his heart, in the place of soul, as if the person will die. You stab somebody directly in the... But these demons, they learn some tricks, just like scientists. The scientists are also demons. Anyone who is a scientist is a demon. By trying to overcome the loss of material nature by his research, instead of submitting to the laws of nature, they want to invent, discover ways how they can. Just like family planning. Family planning, the God's arrangement is that when you go for sense gratification with a woman, that may result in a pregnancy. And then you are supposed to take care of the child. But these demoniac scientists, they want to have the joyful part of the sex life, but they don't want the responsibilities of sex life. That is called a demon. A demon means he wants to enjoy himself. But the responsibilities that come, he doesn't want to accept. Just like they don't want to follow the austerity, cleanliness, mercifulness, and truthfulness, but they want all good things. Not possible, but they are trying. They drink alcohol, they eat meat, they womanize. At the same time, they want to create prosperity in this world. We said that Ravan wanted to build a staircase. Ravan, he conquered heavens because he has the tapobal. And the people in Lanka, they wanted to also see what is there in heaven. But they cannot all go. Ravan can go to heaven. But what about the... Just like the president can have a separate aeroplane. There is no arrangement like that. The president is special. Ravan was special. So he could go to Indralok here and there. Ordinary people, they cannot. They all, they told, we also want to. They said, I will make a staircase. Ravan tried to. Generally, you go to heaven by doing pious activities. You go to heaven by pious activities, not by mechanical means. Like nowadays, from Nellore only, from Sriharikota, Indians are not supposed to. Indians should not think, I can go to moon, I can go to Mars, because we have this knowledge. You cannot go to higher planets by mechanical means. By yantras you cannot go. But foolishly, they are thinking ISRO, Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. They are trying to spend hundreds of crores in a poor country like India. That means, so that means they also become like Ravan. Let us go by our own strength to. So this is Ravan mentality. So Ravan wanted to build a staircase to heaven, but unfortunately he could not do it. He doesn't have such a arrangement that people can walk up to. That is called your impractical ambition, which you cannot do. So I learned. So Hanuman, after doing all this burning of the Lanka, he just looked at Asakwan. Sita is all right. Sita is all right. Nothing happened to Sita. Everything burned down, but Sita was all right. And Hanuman, when he came back to, he flew the ocean again, and he came back to this side of the ocean, by his jubilation, by looking at his bright face, everybody understood that Hanuman is successful in his mission. He brought the message from Sita and he knows the whereabouts of Sita. And then they all celebrated. They were all rushing to then, before the met Sugriva and Ram and everybody, because they were successful, they want to celebrate. So Sugriva's garden is a special garden. Nobody can enter that. Sugriva's special garden, full of honey, full of fruits. And then because of their euphoria, because of their now we got the whereabouts of Sita. So in their joyful mood, they did not care for Sugriva, his garden and all that. Actually Sugriva is the king. They all broke open. And then the garden in charge. Came and said, "No, this is Sugriva's special garden out there." But nobody cared, and everybody, and this guy, Hanuman, Jambavan, everybody in Sugriva's garden, eating it. They were having a good time. And then they came and reported. Strangely, simply, fearlessly, they entered Sugriva's garden. They made Sugriva understood. That means they are successful. That's why I said, all right, let them enjoy. And then they came back and reported the news. And then Hanuman gave what Sita did, Chodamani. He gave Chodamani to Ram. And he mentioned Sita Katha, what is all about going on. So they made a plan. Proceed to Lanka, all of them. You know that like Ram came and he told the Sagar Raj, king of the ocean, kindly you give us the way we want to cross the ocean and go to the other side. Nobody orders ocean like that. You go to the seaside and I want to go to the other side. So nothing happened. Ram told second time, because he has a transcendent voice. Now the king of the ocean, he got the message. First he just said, you know, the waves of the ocean were so turbulent. He did not care for Ram's word, and Ram said second time, "You are the way." And then he heard it. Because nobody ordered him like that ever before. So how can a person order me that you will? He ignored it. And third time, Ram took out his bow. "You will give us the way or not?" Wrong sound. Then that created as though he's about to die, the king of the ocean. He said, Just like, you know, whenever you see that, you know, somebody is attacking you, well, now I'm going to die, I cannot stand this. So just the sound of Ram's bow gave death warning. And immediately, that this is my boss. The Supreme Lord has come as Ram. Then how can a bow can make a sound like that? Again in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna blows his Panchajanya, all the Kaurava party, their hearts are shattered. No war began. Gundagada. Krishna is giving a warning. Better you compromise, better you correct yourself. But because just like all of us are given many notices. What is good and bad, what is good and bad. We get a little, but we ignore it. So this king of the ocean came up, he offered his pranams, he said, I will remain peaceful. Then Neela and other people, actually they can go, but Ram wanted to leave an evidence for the future people to know, and Ram also wanted people to know. And many times by reading Ramayana we may not get an idea that this Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unless he does some extraordinary activities. So Ram wanted to do that. So he said, let us make a bridge. So we can have the bridge, a floating bridge. And he ordered, and then they all started bringing stones, putting them, and they were all floating. The Ram ordered, and then faithfully Hanuman and everybody, they got into the job. Is it possible all the stones can float? Nobody has any doubt. Ram said it will be done. So good. And you know the two stories. One is how the stones are floating. Everybody was writing Ram, and then they are throwing it. Because the material laws, they are all made by Ram. So if Ram wants to make a material law, then let the stones float. Just like many Siddhas, they fly all over in the sky. Generally people cannot fly. We need some wings or we need some machines to fly. But Krishna created Siddhas, and they just go like Nara. They just go in the sky. They don't need any. So nothing is impossible for the Lord and his devotees. So we also know the squirrel. There is a squirrel. It also wanted to render some service to Ram. It needed little stones it is bringing in. And it is coming in the way of an unknown sight. Well, what is the use of your little stones? How the bridge will be built? Don't come in our way. You will die, and if you want to avoid you, it will be a disturbance for us. Then Ram heard it, and then he came to Hanuman. He said, everybody has the opportunity to render service. you do your service, the squirrel will do its service. So this is what is devotional service about. In devotional service, we should always allow people to do what little or more they can do. Don't think I am doing this. What is this bhavani? What is this? What is that? No. Everybody should be encouraged to engage in devotional service. And then Ram told Hanuman, the squirrel is doing her best, but actually you can do more. That means he is indicating that the squirrel is doing service to my satisfaction. What about you? Then Hanuman became humbled. So the point is, we are here. If somebody gives you 10 paisa, you will take it or throw it away. Just take it. If somebody gives you anything, somebody gives you white paper. What is this white paper? This guy gives you white paper, you can write something. Some leash, something. Keep it. A devotee, if he knows his business, I am here to engage people. So always encourage people. Anything they want to do for. We are all meant for not the same service. We are all meant for different services. All services have the same potency. All services have same purificatory power. Not just kirtan. Kirtan is one service. And cooking is one service. Cleaning is one service. Anything. Building is one service. Selling books is one service. Giving charanamrit. Suppose nobody is there to give charanamrit. Then you have to sit there. It's also an important service. So a devotee is always thinking how to engage everyone in some way or the other. The devotee is here to facilitate, not to discourage people, not to separate people. So one who is Krishna conscious, he wants to see that everyone comes to the temple. As if somebody comes and bows down in the temple, that is also service. He is not doing anything, but he is coming to the temple. Coming to the temple itself is a service. So we should facilitate people. In the next step. Here also it is said, in Mahabharata war, the war is fought only till evening, till sunset, and then war further day is finished. And all the people from both parties, they all get together, and then they, because they are all relatives, they will get together, eat nicely, and then next day they are again ready to fight. So fighting out of duty. But otherwise there is no personal enmity. From Duryodhana they have a duty, they do it. From Yudhishthira Maharaj there is a duty, they do it, they fight. And off the duty there are relatives. Eating together, talking together. So this is called how to do one's duties. We should not have any personal hatred or personal duty. Let's say everybody got liberation. Whoever died, it's not that only Pandavas said people got liberation. Kauravas said they all went to hell. Is it like that? everybody got liberation. But they did not run away from the battle, and they did not have any personal hatred for anybody. But they are doing their duties. So, Vibhishan told that this war, night also, because the demons become more powerful in the night. So if you don't continue the war in the night, then the demons can take us over. They can do better. So war should continue. It's Ramayana war. It went on day and night, not just in the daytime. And then we'll be hearing in the evening what things are happening in the war, how one after the other, different turns, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, how they are trying to use their tricks how to win the war. So I was telling lastly, I started in the fellow. So the demons are not easy to be killed because their life is not like ordinary in the body, like our life is in this body. And then if you are attacked and your body is destroyed, you die. But demons, because they are scientists, just like a person died and then you will do transplantation, or you will do heart-lung resuscitation, or you will do kidney dialysis, all demonic. So similarly, the demons, they keep their life in some other place, and then you kill it, again you will get up. The ground sets are cut off, and again they come back, because his life is not destroyed. So again, just like you will do that, then it unites again with the Muslim. Sai Krishna, Seshu, Seshu's son, like broken, because life is there. As long as life is there, the repair work will begin. So, this Indrajit, he has a special trick. Unless you know the trick, you cannot kill him, Indrajit. And then, this Mahiravani has a different trick. Because you killed Indrajit this way, and you want to kill Mahiravani, no, he will not be killed that way. Similarly, Ravana has a different trick. So, Vibhishan, because Vibhishan is also a demon, and he lived with them, and he knows everybody's secrets. Actually, Ram already knows, but he is engaging. Ram is engaging Vibhishan. That means, how you will not sympathize for relatives, kids, and God. A devotee is not sympathizer, relatives, this, that. It's simply always on the side of the devotees. Devotee means is seeing devotees, non-devotees. If unknown people are devotees, we are with them. If your relatives are not devotees, we are not with them. That is, so we don't do any favors to relatives, this and that like that. Because they misuse. Suppose you are a devotee and your family needs money and you give money, then there is sense gratification. So we will see what are the secrets, how to kill Indrajit, and why did Hanuman become unconscious, why did Ram Lakshman became unconscious at one stage. It's called creating some suspense, creating some excitement. Otherwise, the story will be, just you go on killing it. ఇట్లే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే.